Right now, Florida is paying about 56 cents on the dollar to doctors who treat Medicaid patients, and many physicians don't participate in the program because of those low rates. For many doctors, it costs more to treat Medicaid patients than what they get back, and that's led many physicians in the state to either cap the number of Medicaid patients they see or not treat them at all.
Most physicians that I've spoken to would be quite willing to increase the percentage of Medicaid that they see if they didn't lose so much money.
Dr. Louis St. Petrie heads the Florida chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. He says the reluctance of doctors to treat Medicaid patients is problematic because of the more than 3 million Floridians in the program, 800,000 of them are children. That's roughly a third of Florida's kids.
The normal pediatric practice would have about a third of their patients as Medicaid, whereas because of the low payment rates, most pediatric practices have to limit their number of Medicaid patients to 5 or 10% of their total practice. Otherwise, they can't afford to stay in business and to give away that much money for a third of their patient load.
Part of the federal health care law ups the amount of money primary care doctors receive for treating Medicaid patients. Some 13,000 Florida primary care physicians are actively participating in the program, and there are 3 million Floridians on Medicaid. That works out to about 230 patients per doctor. Earlier in the month, extra federal money almost doubled what Medicaid has been paying to Florida doctors. The new rates bring reimbursements up to Medicare levels. Petrie says the increase will allow Florida primary care docs to almost break even. But not everyone believes that increasing the rates will be enough to get more of those physicians to treat Medicaid patients.
Yeah, I think that's unrealistic.
Dr. Marshall Kapp is a professor at the Florida State University College of Medicine.
Theoretically, Medicaid rates would come up to Medicare rates. That's suggesting that Medicare rates are attractive to providers, which is not necessarily true.
Medicare, which covers seniors, usually pays more, but it too still falls short of what doctors receive through private insurance plans. Kapp says as parts of the federal health care law continue to go into effect, it will increase the number of people with health insurance. At the same time, the number of doctors isn't growing as fast, and he's concerned that that could lead to a bottleneck at the doctor's office.
If we have indeed a number of new people who have access to coverage who don't have access now, there's going to be a lot of strain on the existing provider market. So it may be that I have to wait longer to get an appointment with my doctor because my doctor has a bunch of new people who want to see her.
Medicaid is jointly funded by the state and federal government, and the extra money needed to raise the reimbursement rates is coming from the feds. But there's another catch. In 2 years, the federal money for the reimbursement rate hike goes away.
You know, we at this time are to be paying this enhanced rate until December 31st, 2014. What it looks like after that, I don't have a crystal ball for that one.
Michelle Donkey is the spokeswoman for the Agency for Healthcare Administration, which oversees Florida's Medicaid program. When the money goes away, it would be left to Congress to decide whether to renew it. States could also voluntarily raise their rates, but given Florida's desire to reduce costs, that may be unlikely. Doctors could also be discouraged from taking in more patients if they don't see the higher rates immediately. The agency sent out letters to doctors saying some payments under the new rate structure may have to be made retroactively. Donkey says the state and federal government are still trying to get on the same page.
It will take us a short period of time to kind of get that in place, to make sure our systems are in place, our mechanisms. But like I said, we'll be paying for everything. We'll be paying the increased rate for services rendered after January 1st.
But she adds the new payment rates should start flowing soon. It will still be a while before anyone is able to tell if the extra funding has been enough to sway primary care doctors into seeing more Medicaid patients. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.